Coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios. The Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. Here are your hosts, Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lassiter.
Good morning and welcome to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. And we are presented by our good friends at Alpha. And we are coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios, located right here in the heart of Mobile, Alabama. We want to welcome all of our friends on Fox Sports Central Alabama and all of our friends streaming on www.fmtalk1065. Listen live, and what a beautiful morning it is here in Mobile, Alabama. Good morning, Mark Lassiter.
Good morning, Coach. I hope you're doing well this morning, and I hope everybody out there is doing good on a beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning.
Well, and we're thankful for Charlie. Charlie brings us on board every morning, and we so appreciate Charlie bringing us on board. Good morning, Charlie.
Hey, good morning, Coach. Glad to be here.
You know, first of all, we want to start this morning out by thanking all of our veterans. You know, we celebrated Veterans Day this past Thursday, and you know, what an amazing way to celebrate those who give us the opportunity to live in the greatest country in the world. And I know Mark and I certainly want Prep Sports Report to be reflective of that huge privilege that we have to do what we do every Saturday morning, 52 weeks out of the year. And that would not be possible without the thousands and thousands of men and women who have taken, you know, the privilege to serve this great country and to protect our freedoms all over the world. And for me, I'm a proud, proud son of a United States Marine. And to all you Marines out there, Semper Fi, and thank you for your service. Mark, I know you feel the same way.
I can't tell you how appreciative I am of our veterans. One in particular, probably my best friend, Phil Lazenby, a veteran. His entire family are veterans, fathers, uncles, grandfathers. It goes back, goes on and on and on, and Phil was a veteran, and he exemplifies that in everything that he does. And Phil, thank you very much for protecting our country and being out there on the front line.
This morning also, we've had a great loss in Mobile, Alabama. Yesterday, a memorial was held for Joe Lofton. Joe Lofton was born in Provo, Utah, right in the middle of Mormon country, great people out there. And Joe moved to Mobile, Alabama with his family and graduated from B.C. Rain High School. He played first base for the legendary Eddie Stanky at South Alabama. Joe coached football and baseball at Murphy High School. Took a couple of years to go work with family down in Louisiana. Came back to Mobile and coached football and baseball at Murphy and Shaw High School. An absolute difference maker. A man who made a huge difference in everybody he was around's life. I first met Joe at Daphne High School at a baseball game. Joe had just come over to watch Lloyd Skoda's baseball team play, and it just so happened that our son Clay, tough, played first base for Daphne. And I didn't know Joe, but we both coached, but he came over and he put his arm around me, and he had kind words to say about our son. And from that day on, Joe always kept up with Clay. Heck, he knew where Clay was better than I did, Mark. He followed him, and he was always so kind. Oftentimes, I'd pick up the phone, and Clay had played a minor league baseball game out in Wyoming or Montana, wherever they were, and Joe would say he went 2-for-3 last night. You got to be proud of him. You need to call him today. And I was listening to the same game, but I still appreciated Joe doing that. Joe was an avid golfer, We kind of shared that together. But the people that worked with Joe loved him just like a brother. Our heart goes out to Wanda and Bonnie and James, his two amazing children, his two brothers, Mike and Ted. He had two grandsons that he adored. So today's show on the Charleston Gas Lantern Prep Sports Report is in memory of Joe Lofton. He's just one of the good guys, one of the guys that made a difference in a lot of people's lives. And, Joe, we'll see you on the other side, pal. And I know there's a lot of the Murphy family that has great memories, and Shaw as well. Those two schools are better because Joe Lofton graced those halls and those ballparks. May God bless and keep you, and may he give Wanda and Bonnie and James and Mike and Ted the peace that passeth all understanding, and we'll always have great memories of Joe Lofton. All right, Charlie, let's do this. Let's give out these scores on the Quail Creek Prep Sports scoreboard. And we're going to start in the 7A quarterfinals. They're a week ahead of everybody, so they're going to get a week off before we go to Birmingham and play the state championships. But in 7A last night, Auburn defeated Enterprise 56-21. Central of Phoenix City 77, Theodore 41. Hoover 24, Hewitt Trustful 23. Thompson 45, Oak Mountain 7.
In Class 6A, Clay Chalkville 56, Briarwood 21, Gardendale 35, Homewood 27, Hillcrest Tuscaloosa 28, Baldwin County 22, Hueytown 49, McGill Tulin 17, Mountain Brook 45, Jackson Olin 14, Opelika 28, Spanish Fork 14, Pinson Valley 20, Oxford 0, Saraland 35, Leah Montgomery 6.
In Class 5A, Andalusia 48, Demopolis 26, Center Point 9, Ramsey 0, Fairview 35, Russellville 21. Faith Academy 40, Central of Clay County 33, Parker 41, Alexandria 34, Pike Road 29, St. Paul 17, Pleasant Grove 35, Leeds 0, and UMS Wright 14, Greenville 12.
In Class 4A, American Christian 49, Jacksonville 35, Brooks 42, Randolph 21, Good Hope 35, Northside 21, Hanley 28, Bibb County 14, Jackson 45, St. James 33, Madison Academy 35, Priceville 7, Aniana 36, Gordo 26, Viger 34, Cherokee County 0.
In Class 3A, Montgomery Catholic 31, Bayside Academy 0, Fife 43, J.B. Pennington 0, Hillcrest Evergreen 39, Slocum 37, Montgomery Academy 21, Trinity 17, Piedmont 31, Lauderdale County 0, Sachs 36, Oakman 22, T.R. Miller 35, Op 14, and Winfield 56, Ohatchee 27.
In Class 2A, B.B. Comer 34, Isabella 25, Clark County 27, Ayrton 20, Cleveland 61, Midfield 46, Highland Home 32, Elba 0, Lynette 33, Laverne 0, Mars Hill Bible 47, Tanner 20, Southeastern Blunt 37, Sullivan 18, Spring Garden 40, Aliceville 35.
In Class 1A, Brantley 48, Millery 15, Decatur Heritage 76, Raglan 60, Keith 19, Notasoga 2, Maplesville 22, Linden 15, Pickens County 38, Winterboro 16, Sweetwater 54, Kinston 7, Wadley 28, Hubbardville 14, Woodland 21, Meek 14, and in the Alabama Independent Schools, Class 3A semifinals, Pike Liberal Arts 29, Glenwood 6, Tuscaloosa Academy 26, Lee Scott 13. In 2A, Autauga Academy 53, Patrician 20, Escambia County 37, Chambers Academy 13, In Class A, Jackson Academy 42, Crenshaw Christian 0, and Lowndes Academy 35, Sparta 20. We'll be back with more on Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report.
Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. This segment presented by Green and Phillips Attorneys at Law. Now back to the show.
I seen your picture. Your name in lights above it.
All right, welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. And we just gave you all the scores from the second round of the playoffs in both the Alabama High School and Athletic Association as well as the Alabama Independent Schools Association. Now what we're going to do on the Quail Creek Prep Sports Report line is, let's see, we're going to give the matchups for next week. Let's do that. And, Charlie, I just got a message from Tina. She said that commercial just ran. So I don't know what it was, but, as long as it's running, we're fine. All right, in Class 7A, Auburn will visit Central Phoenix City, and that's Auburn's only blemish on their season this year. They lost to Central, and so that should be a heck of a matchup. Thompson is at Hoover. Now, Thompson, defending state champion, they will travel to Hoover to play by virtue of Hoover defeating them during the regular season. Yeah. And so that should be an interesting matchup, Mark. I know that Thompson's quarterback got hurt initially against Hoover in the first matchup. So I'm going to tell you, I think it's going to be really tough for Hoover to beat Thompson a second time.
I'm with you. I think it is, too. Those four teams right there, if you take all four of those teams, they're all – it seems like every year those four teams are battling it out for this deal.
Yeah.
So I like Central Phoenix City's team. I think they got a really good team, and so that's going to be interesting to watch that. I think Central Phoenix City – at home is going to be hard for Auburn to beat at home. And they must be really pretty stinking good. They put 77 on Theodore last night.
They're pretty good, Mark. They're pretty doggone good. And I can tell you right now, Patrick Nix has done a great job. He's an offensive guy. Of course, he's an offensive coordinator at Georgia Tech, offensive coordinator at the University of Miami. And, boy, he did a heck of a job there. And now, he's a high school head football coach. And offensively, they're explosive. So I'm sure that, that matchup, Mark, is one that both those teams are familiar with each other. And I saw somebody said this morning on social media, used your word, this is going to be a slobber knocker.
Yeah.
No doubt about that.
No doubt.
That's two really good games there in 7A. In Class 6A, congratulations to Jeff Kelly and that entire crew out at Sierra Land. They will travel to Hillcrest of Tuscaloosa. And this is when Sierra Land really starts. I mean, the postseason is when they peak. They play their best football. I believe, and I've said this on a couple of other shows that I've been privileged to be a part of. Don't know why they'd want me on there, but I've been privileged to be on there with them. I think Jeff Kelly and his Sierra Land team, had they been playing on a dry field last year, I think it would have been a different outcome. But, that's one of those candy canes ifs. Anything could happen. But congratulations to Jeff and those guys at Sierra Land. They'll travel to Tuscaloosa next week.
Jeff's teams, every year, they get better as the season goes on. And that's one thing that you can always count on about a team coached by Jeff Kelly is that team is going to be ready down the stretch when it gets time to get ready for the play, just get better and better. And that's the whole thing you want to,
no doubt,
as coaches, be getting better as the season progresses, and they do that. Another team that does that's Opelika. Opelika is another team that gets better as the year goes along, and they've gotten a little bit better, and they're going to travel to Hueytown next week and play in that quarterfinal matchup. That ought to be an interesting matchup. Hueytown's a team that's kind of come to the forefront in the last two or three years. I've noticed them showing up in the quarters and semis, and I don't know if they made the semis, but when they had Roydell Williams as running back at Alabama, I think they were in the quarterfinals when he was a senior. And here they're back there again, so look forward to watching that one. Mountain Brook and Pinson Valley, another big matchup coming up between two very, very powerful football teams. Next week, Mountain Brook 11-1, Pinson Valley 9-3, and then Gardendale at Clay Chalkville. And Clay Chalkville looks like they may be the premier team of that classification right now.
You know, Mountain Brook and Pinson Valley, you look at what Chris has done at Mountain Brook, and that's Chris Yeager, of course, and they'll play Pinson Valley. Sam Shade, you're familiar with Sam Shade,
yes.
Great defensive back at the University of Alabama. Those two guys have really done a great job, but I'm amazed at the job that Chris and those guys do at Mountain Brook. They, of course, dropped down out of that tough region that they were in with Hoover, and those guys dropped down to 6A. And that's hard for me to understand how Mountain Brook is 6A, because I know that they've lost some students to other schools. That's hard for me to imagine, because one of the premier school systems in the state of Alabama, in the southeast, to be honest with you. But them being 6A and then playing Pinson Valley, that should be an interesting matchup between Chris Yeager and Sam Shade's teams. And then those two teams in Birmingham, like you said, Gardendale and Clay Chalkville. Clay Chalkville's really stepped up. I mean, they just keep getting better each and every year. In Class 5A in the quarterfinals, UMS Wright is at Andalusia. Let's see, Pike Road is at Faith Academy. Pleasant Grove is at Center Point, and Parker is at Fairview. Now, here's Terry Curtis again. And these guys, as I watched this game last night, and I watched it evolve into a 7-0 halftime lead for UMS. They come out in the second half, and Jay Cozio's defense just played tremendous, I thought, the whole game. Had a few, you know, they bent a little but didn't break. The absence of a kicking game was pretty obvious as Greenville goes for two after they score a touchdown with about 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, went for two and didn't make it. UMS scores a defensive touchdown to go up 14-6. Robert Courtney catches a fumble in midair when Greenville was going for it on 4th and 11 with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter, and they had one timeout left. This is in the fourth quarter. That was in the third quarter, I'm sorry. And so Robert Courtney catches a fumble, goes in and scores, makes it 14-6 after the PAT. 3 minutes to go in the game. Now they move down and they score, make it 14-12. They go for two. They have a offensive lineman that jumped, took it back 5 yards, would be on the 8-yard line. Then their quarterback gets a little emotional, takes the football, and slams the ball down right where the quarterback where the official could see it. They get a dead ball, personal foul penalty, which it was. You just don't do that. And moves it back to the 23. They threw a pass into the end zone with 22 seconds to go. And Cozio's defense knocks it down. UMS seals the victory right there. What a close ball game and what an exciting game. So those are the 5A matchups. When we return, we'll give you the 4A all the way down to the 1A as well as the independent schools.
We'll talk about Pike Road and Faith Academy.
Yeah, we're going to talk about
that's
exactly right. It is going to be. And I'm going to tell you, Steve Mask and those St. Paul Saints must have put up a heck of a
match. They must have.
Hey, we'll be back with more on the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report.
Welcome back to the Charleston Guest Lanterns Prep Sports Report. The Pops Market communication lines are open at 251-343-0106. Now, back to the show.
All right, welcome back to the Charleston Guest Lanterns Prep Sports Report. Mark, we're talking about the 5A matchups, and of course, Pike Road had a close win last night over St. Paul's, and everybody kind of has kind of taken for granted that Pike Road is just unbeatable. Well, I don't think St. Paul's took that attitude as they went to Montgomery last night and played up there. Of course, Pike Road gets a 22-17 win, but you know, St. Paul's led that game for most of the game, and so that sets up a matchup next week with Faith Academy, and Pike Road's got to travel to Faith Academy. What I'm wondering is if Shamar James is going to play. You know, and he hadn't played in 4 or 5 weeks, and so that should be a special football game. So
it should be, you know, and I think Coach French has got his team playing quite well together here as they go down the stretch. They're playing pretty good football, and they've got quite a challenge. Pike Road's one of the best teams in the state of Alabama in any classification. Yeah. And I commend St. Paul's and Coach Mask and his staff for going and playing last night and playing the way they did and, you know, taking a fight to them, letting them know it was, you know, hey, you're not going to just roll over us. You know, we are St. Paul's, and that was a good job by them. So excellent job by St. Paul's last night fighting. I know Coach Mass is not happy that they got beat, but he's got to feel good about his kids not giving up and fighting all the way through. And now Pike Road plays Faith Academy. That ought to be quite a ball game at Faith Academy next Friday night. That would be a good one to watch. There's not many games in our area. I think there's one at Faith, at Vigor, and maybe the only two around that I can think of offhand. Yeah,
we'll go over those in a few minutes. Tell you what let's do. Let's go to the Pops Midtown communication lines. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Rick. Good morning, Mark. You got me? Hello? Rick?
Good morning, James.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Rick.
Hello How there,
you
young fella.
You sound like you're out in the forest somewhere, buddy.
Well, I'm actually in Lake Choctaway, North Carolina.
North Carolina?
Yeah.
Good Dang,
gracious,
man.
James. You done
beautiful
travel.
Up here. The leaves are gorgeous. It's cold. And, yes, I saw Rick yesterday, and then I left. I left this morning about, I don't know, 1:30 in the morning coming up.
So you drove through Atlanta when there wasn't a whole lot of traffic, right?
Exactly. You don't want to go through Atlanta. No, I got out of there before the Auburn traffic, got to Auburn. Everything else has been a beautiful ride up this morning. It's absolutely, you know, it's kind of cooler up here than it was on the coast, but it's beautiful. The leaves are gorgeous.
Well, it was cool when you got up this morning at 1:30, I bet you, because it was cool at 6 when I got up. So Alabama's kind of got a breather, and Auburn's got a bulldog by the tail.
Who knows?
So that's right. And South Alabama's got to go to App State and play without their quarterback. So should be an interesting day for us around here.
Knoxville that's is going to be an interesting game tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, that is an interesting game. And I heard Marty Smith yesterday, Eric Church, who's one of his best buddies. Eric Church is kind of – Marty follows him around some, but Marty does a great job for ESPN, and he's got that game tonight in Knoxville. And I've got some friends that are dear Georgia Bulldog fans, and I told them, I said, this is a trap game. You got to be careful because, you know, Tennessee's really playing well right now.
They're playing well. They're gonna give it I think this is the fourth quarter football game. Whoever can slug it out the most in the fourth quarter is going to win the game. Georgia's been a dominant team everywhere. But, you know, they're missing that middle linebacker we were talking about yesterday. That's going to affect them a good bit. And so there's some chinks in the armor, as they say. But I think Kirby will pull it together. I don't think Tennessee will upset them, but I think they might give them a pretty good scare and give some people in the future an opportunity to look at what may work best against Georgia, particularly Alabama, because I think they'll line up with them in Atlanta before it's over with, you know?
Well, and you know, when you look at Alabama today, they're a 52-point favorite over New Mexico State. And
I'll take New Mexico State.
You're going to take those points,
huh? Heck yeah.
You're going to take those points.
I'm going with the points today based on just everything in general. I'd rather just have the points on this game today and not just sit there on the side of the watch. If I were going to watch the game, sit there and go, okay, this is not going to be a good day, guys. But real quick, if you would, I couldn't pick you up on the radio, but give me a real rundown in our area, if you would, quickly on how we fared in the playoff game.
Well, last night, of course, we don't have anybody now in 7A. Central right. Phoenix City defeated Theodore 77-41. In 6A, Baldwin County got beat 28-22 by Hillcrest of Tuscaloosa. McGill-Tulane got beat 49-17 by Hueytown. Spanish Fort lost for the first time in the first or second round to Opelika. Eric Speakman's Opelika Bulldogs defeated Spanish Fort last night 28-14. But Sarah Land did survive, so Sarah Land defeated Leah Montgomery 35-6. Here in Mobile in 5A, Faith Academy won over Central Clay County 40-33. UMS Wright defeated Greenville 14-12 in a slobber knocker, as Mark would call it. St. Paul's played tremendous at Pike Road. Pike Road put a late score on the game to make it 29-17. But St. Paul's led that game for most of the game. In Class 4A, let's see who we've got. Vigor defeated Cherokee County 34-0, so they move on. Bayside Academy had a tough loss last night to, I think, the best team in 3A, and that's Montgomery Catholic. Mark and those guys lost last night 31-0. Hillcrest of Evergreen won 39-27 over Slocum. T.R. Miller defeated Mike Dubose and the Bobcats 35-14. In Class 2A, our B.B. Comer Tigers down there in Sylacauga won 34-25. And I don't think we have anybody else.
It. Who? That's it.
That's all of them.
That's all of them. That's some interesting surprise. I'm really surprised on the some of those scores that you just gave me. But thank you for bringing me up to date on those. My game today that I'm going to call is the potential upset is the Tennessee-Georgia game.
So you think
if Georgia doesn't adapt to some of the schemes that Tennessee has, they might find themselves and Smokey might be howling at the moon tonight. I'm just telling you, that's my concern about that game. I don't think Alabama's going to play well today. I don't think you can get these guys up for New Mexico State. I wouldn't be surprised if it was sloppy. I wouldn't be surprised if they put some points on the board. It's an early game. You know, they don't do well at 11 o'clock in the morning, and they really don't care.
No.
I mean, I'm not sure about what's going on up there quite yet, but I just don't see them playing very efficiently today. But I just hope we get a win. I'll tell you, Saban says it's a win. And I'm going to go with that. But you know, I know we will, but I just don't see them playing. It's hard to get them, you know, hard to get up 11 o'clock game, New Mexico State. They're not going to have the head in it right now. And they better start getting it in it because it's getting short of the season. But let's hope we Auburn win. Let's just hope we just have a good wins for the state and move on with that.
You know, there's a lot of talk that Dan Mullen may be out at Florida. I can't believe that. Of course, Samford University out of Birmingham goes to Gainesville today, and they have a 11 o'clock kickoff today. Of course, Mississippi State and Auburn kick off at 11 o'clock today. And then the Georgia game. That's a 2:30 game.
I'm going to break something on this show right now for you, okay?
Okay.
There is a request at the Ole Miss Athletic Department be able to speak with their current coach.
From LSU or Florida?
Florida.
Ooh, that's interesting. That's interesting. And we'll follow up.
Remember you heard it here.
Yes, sir.
I could not forget that.
I would never forget that, James.
Never forget that, James. That's right.
I mean, I'm just telling you that I have a very, very close friend that's on the on their very select group up there out of Jackson. And he called me yesterday to tell me, he said, I just want to let you know this because I know you do your radio show. but there is a request up there to speak and enter into discussion. So this is not something going on then. It's not something going on in Florida. That's, he can go fire all the assistant coaches he wants to, but he knows what the he knows that the door's been has already been cracked open, and he's just not doing well. And they're not going to tolerate it very long. They're not going to tolerate it.
Wow.
I just don't think he's going to be there at the end of the season. Wow. I don't see him surviving.
That'd be interesting to keep an eye on for sure. No doubt about that.
Well, and let me tell you, there's a big game right there tonight. This is a game that I'm really looking forward to watching is Jimbo Fisher and Texas A&M.
At Ole Miss?
They go to, yeah, they're in Oxford today. I think that's going to be one heck of a football game.
I do, too.
I really do.
I do think.
Well, Texas A&M, I mean, you know, they got you got three first-rounders on their defensive side. They'll go in first round of the draft, in the NFL draft this year. They're tough. They're brutal. And I don't think Ole Miss will be able to run on them, but you never know. But they've got some banged-up players. A quarterback coming in, he's banged up a little bit. But we'll see. If Lane Kiffin does a really good job against Texas A&M, if he could pull off a win, he's just got an open checkbook for either LSU or Florida this year. I'm just telling you.
Hey, let me ask you a question, Jay. What do you think about the Auburn-Mississippi State game today?
You know, it's according to which line shows up for Bo Nix. If Bo can get some coverage and get some, you know, blocking to where he's not running from, you know, just save his head, they can put together some plays that'll work, okay? But if that line cannot block, if they can't give him a little bit of time, and Auburn can't establish a solid running game for some play option, it's not going to be a good day for Auburn. I'm telling you, they've got to give Bo Nix some time. I believe Auburn will win it, but if they get him behind the chains a lot and they start bringing a lot of heat on him, it's not going to be a pretty day.
All right, James, we got to get out of here, but I'm going to tell you this. You and I are going to go a Dewdrop hot dog. I'm going to take Ole Miss to win over Texas A&M.
I got to tell you, I'm leaning in that way, but I'll go ahead and get on the other side with you, but on a hot dog down there, it'd be fine. You and Mark have a great day. Roll Tide, War Eagle. Thank y'all for letting me get in and have a little fun today, guys.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, pal. Be safe.
Take care. Be safe. Enjoy. We'll be back with more of the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report right here on FM Talk 106.5 in Fox Sports Central, Alabama.
The Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report is live every Saturday morning beginning at 8. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. And congratulations to all you BB Comer fans down there in Fox Sports Central Alabama. Big win last night, and we'll talk a little bit more about that later on. But do you need help with your state or your local government? Well, our buddy Braxton Counts has got all the connections that you need in either Montgomery or Washington, D.C. If you have a problem and you need Braxton Counts, we want you to give him a call. And Braxton Counts can be reached at 251-709-0920. That's Braxton Counts. If you need help in Montgomery or Washington, D.C., he's the guy you want to talk to about any problem that you're having with government. You want to give him a call. You know, Mark, as we're going through these matchups and we're talking about 5A, you talked a little bit about Pike Road at Faith Academy. UMS Wright will go to Andalusia this week. And, you know, that we've played some pretty tough games at Andalusia. I can tell you, it's always been a dogfight. And they'll come into this game, I think they're 8-4. But you got to throw records out when these two teams play. It's always the kind of football team, and I know that Terry and his coaching staff, that's not their favorite place to go.
No,
it's just not. And but I've seen them the last couple of weeks just get better and better. Last night it was not as pretty as you might expect. I can't be more. I mean, I've known Cole Blaylock since he was a little bitty guy, and this kid simply amazes me. He runs. He keeps those shoulders square. He's got great vision, and he makes something out of nothing. He really does, and they just keep getting better running football. And if you're going to beat UMS, you better be able to stop two or three plays that Terry's been running for 30 plus years. And it's just good old solid. Here we come. And offensive line's not big. And they had a tough night last night for the most part. But when they needed 4, 5, 6 yards, shoot. Give that ball to Cole Blaylock, and he's special to me. He's one of the ones that just really stands out. Don't know a lot about Andalusia. I'm going to watch a little bit of film on him just so I'll know a little bit about him, but that should be an interesting matchup. I'm excited for Coach McKenzie over at Vigor. They get to host American Christian, and I don't know where they're going to play.
I don't either.
You know, that's the $64 question. Where is Vigor going to play this playoff game? So American Christian is at Vigor. Hanley of Roanoke is at Jackson. Madison Academy is at Good Hope. And Aniana is at Brooks. Now, Jackson defeated St. James last night. And is that Jimmy Perry's last game?
It may be. I think so. But, you know, Jimmy.
I know I put you on the spot there. But
He's been dealing with some health issues, you know. I talked to him this summer. We were talking, and he had just had a rough time with some health issues that he's been having over the last several years. And I think he's tired, and I think he's just tired of having to deal with that. He wants to enjoy his life, and
right.
He's bought himself a nice new big boat, and it's parked.
He's living right on the shores of Lake Martin.
Yes,
right
he
there,
is, so and. I don't doubt that. I mean, I could be wrong on that, but I have a feeling this may be his last.
Well, let's try to get Jimmy on next week. Let's get Jimmy on and talk to him. We both love Jimmy. See what we can do about getting him on the air. And tell you what we might do. We may try to get he and Steve Mask on together simultaneously.
That'd be good.
That'd be something really good.
Yep.
Two good buddies. And, of course, that's who Jimmy wanted to succeed him at St. Paul's. And everything worked out, and what a great job Steve has done.
Absolutely.
There. And, of course, what Steve Mask and those St. Paul Saints did last night, going up to Pike Road, and, I mean, really, I think they must have played really well, especially early. They led that game most of the game and, of course, have a heartbreaking loss 29-17. But we'll talk to Steve Mask next week, too,
and
get a review of that. But, boy, so proud of the Vigor Wolves and Coach McKenzie and those guys. What a great job
they've
done at 11-1. Now, in Class 3A, Landon and those guys are going to go to Montgomery Academy. And so T.R. Miller goes to Montgomery Academy. Hillcrest Evergreen, is that Mike Dean?
Yes, Mike. Mike's had a tremendous season.
They get a little bit of Montgomery Catholic.
They're going to get all they want. Montgomery Catholic is for real.
Yeah.
I'd like to see them in Pike Road play.
That'd be something. That would be something
special.
That'd be
something
else. That'd
be
something special.
I'm so proud of T.R. Miller and the job they've done. And Coach Hubbard and his group have just done a great job and gotten themselves into the place where they're going to go to Montgomery Academy next week. And Montgomery Academy is a really good football team.
Yeah.
Really good. And so is T.R. Miller. That'll be quite a game. And Mike Dean at Hillcrest will go play Montgomery Catholic. They are the cream of the crop. Montgomery Catholic's cream of the crop. There's no doubt that running back is about as good as everybody says he is. He can absolutely fly. Quarterback's a tremendous player. But to me, they're good on offense. But defensively, it may be the best group I've seen this year.
You know, they play defense. They get in one base defense, and you can't get them out of it.
No, they're not going to get them out of it.
Two really good linebackers there. And that defensive line is average, a little bit better than average.
Yes, they're athletic. They're not huge.
Right.
But they are very good at what they do. And to me, they're the heart and soul of that team. Is that the three down linemen and the two inside linebackers, and they're two ends. We would try to kick the old boy out last night, and I mean, he was just a block of granite. It seemed like you couldn't move him, you know, and we'd have a seam, and they're just so fast on defense. They play so well together, and they're a really good football team.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, if they shut out a Doug Lefford offense,
they're pretty good.
They're pretty stinking good.
Yeah,
You're exactly right. You're exactly right about that. Also, let's go through these real quick. Sykes is at five. They're back again.
Yeah.
Winfield's at Piedmont in Class 2A. Clark County goes to Sylacauga to Legion Stadium to play B.B. Comer. Lynette is at Highland Home. Southeastern out of Blount County is at Cleveland. Spring Garden is at Mars Hill Bible in 1A. Brantley is at Keith. Sweetwater is at Maplesville. Woodland is at Wadley. And Pickens County is at Decatur Heritage. And that's all the matchups. When we return, we're going to talk to Arthur Mack, and he's going to put a bow on the cross country state championships that ran last week.
It's time for the Charleston Gaslighters Prep Sports Report. Here are your hosts, Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lassiter.
All right, welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report right here on FM Talk 106.5 and Fox Sports Central Alabama. This morning's show is dedicated to the memory of one of the truly wonderful gentlemen who coached here in Mobile, Alabama. Joe Lofton passed away on November the 8th. Joe was a native of Provo, Utah, graduated from B.C. Rain High School here in Mobile. He played first base for the legendary Eddie Stanky over at the University of South Alabama. He coached at Murphy and Shaw High Schools, both baseball and football. Joe was an avid golfer. He's survived by his wife, Wanda, and his two children, Bonnie and James. Got two brothers, Mike and Ted, two amazing grandchildren. The memorial was held yesterday for Coach Joe Lofton, and he made an impression on everybody that ever knew him. And may God grant the peace that passeth all understanding to all of his friends and all of those of us who he touched, and especially to Wanda and Bonnie and James and Mike and Ted and to his entire family. He joins a good friend of his, Paul Sousa, who was the principal at Murphy High School for many years, later superintendent of education, who passed away a couple of weeks ago. So the Murphy High School family has lost two wonderful, wonderful men, and two that made huge impressions on the family at Murphy High School. Mark, we're going to talk now to y'all's cross-country coach over at Bayside Academy. They won the boys and girls 4A. I think they had to move up because of competitive balance. And it's Joe Swaggart, and he's going to be with us now. Coach, congratulations on winning those blue maps, and we're mighty proud of you and your team.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. I appreciate that. We had some very hardworking athletes this year, and we were very fortunate to take advantage of the opportunities before us. And it's really sweet to watch your kids go out and give their best, but then to go out and compete even harder and be able to pull off winning both those in the same year is really special.
Hey, Joe, I tell you what, buddy, I'm so proud for you guys and what y'all have done. I know how hard you guys have worked. Was it a little bit of a surprise for you, for our kids to come up and win both maps? I knew that they had been improving throughout the year, and I think you had said something to me about after the sectionals that, you know, that if we continue to improve, we got a shot. Is that kind of what happened?
Yeah, so like for us on the girls' side, we've had a very strong team, a very deep team, and the sweet part for our girls is we went into the state championship having won four meets in a row, so we were had a lot of confidence in our abilities and being able to go out and perform The last two meets going into state was a little bit of a struggle in terms of just the course and weather and not having the times that you'd like to see. But for our girls, being able to go in and compete hard, compete well, won by 30 points. So that was pretty exciting. The girls raced first. But on paper, going in, our boys were 60-point underdogs. And for those of you who don't know cross-country, each athlete counts as a point. And so to move up 60 places with your five doing the scoring, we were able to beat American Christian Academy, surprisingly, on our boys' side. That was truly a movie set. It was really sweet.
Tell us a little bit about our teams, the boys and the girls teams. Do you have a good group coming back next year from these two teams? And what are your expectations as we move into the off season?
Yeah, we're going to be moving up to 5A next year. Competitive balance factor will push us to 5A. We do graduate two seniors on our girls team and one on our boys, but because of our depth, we'll actually still be very competitive in 5A. As a matter of fact, even in the state of Alabama for our local area, you know, UMS Wright's boys and girls finished second. They'll be moving up to 6A. St. Paul's, their schools are already in the 7A due to that competitive balance factor. And right. John Brigham's team ended up finishing second at state. They had two young men, Matt Conwell and Stone Smith, go second, third. For UMS, Joseph Carey was the overall champion there with a 15-20. And then a nice surprise for the 1A-2A division to see Bayshore go first on the boys and second on the girls. But you know, for us, as our individuals, we were pleasantly surprised to see Ty Postle finish second overall with a 16-29. But to see Annie Midyett become the individual champion in the 4A girls, this young lady raced her heart out, ran an 18-59, broke our school record, and has placed herself in the top 20 in the state of Alabama, regardless of classification.
That's incredible. I remember when I had Annie in elementary PE.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
She's such a sweet girl and doesn't say a whole lot. You know, it didn't back then, but I've watched her run and watched her train, and man, she has really made great strides in the last couple of years.
Oh, she has, and she's one of those athletes that you enjoy coaching, is willing to work hard, and help set the tone for our team. And we're very young on the girls' side. Of our girls, our top three, of our top five girls, three were freshmen and one's an eighth grader. So it's very exciting there.
Absolutely is. So what happens now, Joe, when y'all get, you know, I'm going to tell you folks something. Joe Swaggart's one of the hardest working men I know. He coaches boys and girls cross country, boys and girls indoor track and outdoor track, and also works on our athletic management team at school, and just stay, and he works all the time and teaches his classes as well. So this guy does a lot. I don't know how, where you come up with some of that energy, buddy. I was going to be honest with you. I don't know. It's a good thing you're still young.
Organization helps. Being organized.
I hear you, partner. So now what goes on here? The kids are start getting ready for indoor track? Is that where we're headed next?
Yes, indoor track and field. The first competition is December 4th, and the state competition for it will be February 4th and 5th. Then you have a week off, and then as far as what the Alabama High School Athletic Association deems as training, and then we go straight into outdoor. So but we're excited about the indoor season. There's going to be a lot of strong teams in our area. And matter of fact, we've got opportunities on our side to possibly bring home some blue maps as well with the 4A, 5A combined classification for indoor.
That's awesome, buddy. Joe, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you and the job that you do at Bayside. And we're so fortunate to have you there coaching those kids and just doing a great job with that program. And appreciate you spending a few minutes with us today.
Oh, thank you, guys. And we appreciate being able to talk about the sport, cross country and track. And we hope that the listeners enjoy hearing that, especially how strong our programs are in the area.
That's exactly right. Buddy, enjoy your weekend. Get some rest, and we'll be cranking it up Monday, getting ready to roll again.
Yes, sir. Y'all take care. Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Mark.
All right, Joe.
Joe's done a heck of a job.
Man, he has. I'm
telling
you
right now.
He's done a tremendous job there. And you just ought to see, he does so many things. And one day we'll get him on when we got more time. We can talk to him about his YDL program, our Youth Development League, is a big program. He has kids running up there, you know, doing things, working out. And they have these little track camps and stuff during the off season. I mean, it's summertime, I think, is when we do it. And it's amazing to see how he puts it all together and gets all the kids involved. And one of our girls' basketball coach, Brittany Davidson, she also helps with that program and does a good job with those kids. And just tickled to death for Joe and the Bayside cross-country program.
Join award-winning sports broadcaster Randy Bergen and his Podsy, Mark. Get that name now, his Podsy. Former University of Alabama golfer Danny Spivey each Sunday morning beginning at 11 for 1 hour of golf talk. The guys keep you up to date on professional leaderboards, talk to great guests, give fantastic golf tips to help your golf game, take you around the nation, specifically the Southeast, to must-play golf courses. They just played Dancing Rabbit last week. They give away a ton of free golf, and the guys just have fun as they talk golf first. They do talk a little college football, and they give their thoughts and beliefs on who's going to win college football.
Gotcha.
But you want to check out Randy and Danny tomorrow from 11 to 12 right here on FM Talk 106.5 and Fox Sports Central.
Welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. Call or text the Prep Sports Report at 251-343-0106 on the Pops Market communication lines. Now back to the show.
All right, welcome back to PSR. You know, if you're having problems with your automobile, you had a little accident, and, you know, you just don't know where to take your car. And there's always people out there who are going to take good care of you, but our buddy Chris Garris does an amazing, amazing job. He looks after his people. And if you have an opportunity to visit Chris and his folks, you certainly want to do that. It's probably the best auto repair job that I've ever had on a vehicle. Not probably, without a doubt. So if you get a chance, give Chris and those guys a call, and they will fix everything up for you right there on the spot, and they'll keep your car a couple of days, and you'll be driving a rental car that they'll provide for you. Certainly hope you'll give Chris and those guys a call. Arthur Mack covers track and cross country for a lot of different publications. I mean, he's all over the place. Last night he was at UMS covering a football game. But this past week he covered the state cross country meet. And good morning, Arthur. How you doing, pal?
Hey, Rick, how you doing, buddy?
I'm a little bit better after we survived that game last night. It was
it was a battle. It was really survival, man, because I tell you, I was on pins and needles for the last minute or so.
Well, let's get a rundown of the state track meet, or state cross-country meet last week, and I know we just talked to the cross-country coach over at Bayside Academy, who his team won the 4A, boys and girls, which was a huge win for them. And, of course, Bayshore Christian won.
Absolutely, yes.
But we're awfully proud also of Pat Galley and the UMS Wright Bulldogs. They finished second in both boys and girls. But just give us a rundown and tell us what you thought of the cross-country state meet.
Well, I thought it was a watershed moment for teams in Southwest Alabama. Individually and team-wise, there were some pretty good performances across the board. You mentioned about UMS Wright, Wright getting runner-up in Class 5A boys and girls, and Bayside winning Class 4A boys and girls. And Bayshore Christian, in only his second year of competition, they got runner-up in Class 1A, 2A girls, but they won Class 1A, 2A boys. And let's not forget about St. Paul's. which is basically a 5A school classification-wise, but because of the competitive balance, wound up competing in 7A for cross country, and they wound up getting runner-up in 7A boys.
Well, and you know, when you look at cross country, you look at some really outstanding talent. I know Joseph Perry was an individual champion there, and his brother Charles was right there behind him in their classification. But talk just a little bit about the premier cross country runners in the state of Alabama.
Oh man, too many to mention. A young man by the name of Will Pinson from Huntsville, he led his team to victory in Class 7A. Will is one of those guys who will probably do well at the collegiate level. And, when you look at runners from throughout the state, the talent is so widespread, it's unbelievable, from 1A all the way up to 7A. For example, in 1A, 2A girls, you have Cold Springs, which is led by Reagan Paris, who is a 10th grader. Cold Springs is one of those small schools that's going to do well year in and year out. And also, you talk about Class 6A, Scottsboro, they have a very strong team each year. One of the runners that really stood out in that particular competition, Evan Hill. And he had a very tough battle against a young man from Chelsea by the name of Miles Brush. Miles is going to be a pretty good college athlete because he wound up winning the 6A competition individual with a time of 15 minutes and 23 seconds.
I want to talk just a little bit about Hoover High School cross country. Now, that's a pretty familiar coach to those of us down here in Southwest Alabama. Talk just a little bit about that, because that program at Hoover has been the premier program in that in the Birmingham area for a long time. Now, the young man who coaches that cross country team at one time was at Spanish Fort, then went to Scottsboro, mm-hmm. and then went to Thompson. And now right. He's the head cross country coach at Hoover. Tell us a little bit about that program and that coach.
Okay, Chris Smith is the young man who you're talking about. He was an outstanding runner for South Alabama. Hoover wound up finishing third in Class 7A behind Huntsville and St. Paul's. Their program is back on the upswing, and I feel within the next couple of years or so, they'll be back amongst the top two programs in 7A, given Chris's history coaching. Because he did such an outstanding job when he was at Spanish Fort, and then while he was at Thompson, he elevated that program to a new level. So who's to say that he's not going to do that same thing at Hoover?
Now, Chris replaced Devin Hind, is that right?
Yes, that's correct. Devin is a legend, not only in the Birmingham metro area, but throughout the state. Not only for cross country, but track and field as well, because he had so much success with cross country and track and field, indoor and outdoors.
Well, that's a tremendous program. I know when you think about cross country, that is one of the premier cross country teams in this state. And we talk a lot about St. Paul's and UMS and McGill and those schools, but we certainly want to recognize that Hoover program. I got a text message from one of our listeners in Birmingham, and to be honest with you, I knew that Chris was at Thompson. I didn't realize he had moved over to Hoover, but that is one of the premier jobs in cross country coaching in the Southeast.
And you talk about premier jobs, let's talk about Huntsville, which won the 7A boys division for the fourth year in a row. I tell you, their coaching is superb. And their athletes are superb, too. And it seems like year in and year out, they come up with some outstanding performances. And on the 7A girls' side, you have Auburn, which won their fifth consecutive team title. They've evolved into quite a powerhouse there.
Well, and they don't get a break, do they? They take a couple of weeks off, and then they start their outdoor track, right?
Indoor.
Well, indoor.
I'm sorry,
yeah,
indoor.
They start training for indoor.
Yeah. Well, that's right. I mean, they really don't. Track coaches and cross country guys, they work the year round.
They just keep running.
They just never stop. They never stop.
Indeed.
Well, that
they
keep,
do.
That keeps you on the road, Arthur. That's for sure.
Oh, it does. It does. Mm-hmm.
Well, we certainly appreciate everything that you do, and we'll be back in touch with you, and we'll find out what's going on with indoor, and I'm sure you'll keep us apprised of all the good things going on there.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Take care, Arthur. We appreciate you, pal.
You too.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Boy, that guy, he covers it as well as anybody in the Southeast.
It's so hard to keep up with all those names and times and kids. I don't see how you do all that.
I don't see how he does either.
From Huntsville to Mobile, kids running all over the place.
I don't see how he does it either. You know, we got some coaches that we need to mention because I'm going to tell you, you look at the coaches in our area, and we still got four or five left. Faith Academy is left. Jack French. That's a great win last night, too, 40-33 over Danny Horns, Clay Central. Great win for Jack and those guys. And now they're going to host Pike County next Friday night over at Faith
Pike
Academy.
Road.
Pike Road. I'm sorry. You know, how do they come up with all these names? Pike, I mean, that is on Pike Road if you go.
Yes, and it's a new school up there, relatively new, not real new.
Between Montgomery and really.
Tallahassee, kind of.
Is it?
Like you're going toward Auburn. It's out there, like if you're going on 85, like you're going on 85 toward Atlanta.
Right.
It's out there off, it's right on the outside of the town just a little bit.
Okay, so it's not going towards Troy.
No.
Okay.
Not that I remember.
Okay. Well, that's got me.
Of course, now, if it turns off, it depends on where that road goes when it turns off.
Yep.
Only place I've ever seen it's off the 85 interstate.
Well, we hadn't had a chance to talk, but we got two job openings. MGM, Stan McCain's not going to be back at MGM, and Smitty Grider down at Dothan. The Dothan Wolves looking for a new coach. Should be some kind of job there in Dothan. We'll be back with more right here on FM Talk 106.5 and Fox Sports Central.
Dirty Lord.
All right, welcome back to Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. And I really wanted Michelle McCormick to hear a little bit of Bias Skaggs. My kids hear all about Bias Skaggs at school, so I wanted Michelle to be indoctrinated on some of our music here. If you get a little Bias Skaggs and a little Steely Dan, Michelle, you're in great shape.
Ooh, I love Steely Dan.
Well, then you need to come sit in and listen to some of our leadership classes and hear some of that music that goes on with Steely Dan. And, of course, Becker and Fagan are two of my favorite.
Yeah.
Boy, lady, you got a lot going on over there right now, don't you?
Yes, sir. I do.
Of course, Michelle is a member of our arts department at UMS, right? And kind of give us a rundown of what's going on. I saw Laura last night, and I said, you know, I need to get Michelle on and talk a little bit about what we got going on over here this weekend. And so it's an exciting time for you, I know.
Oh, it's very exciting. We have worked so hard. These kids have worked so hard since about August. And what we're doing is really exciting because it's global. It's a global thing. We are joining thousands of theatrical organizations from all over the world and by producing their own local production of Music Theater International, which is also called MTI. It's a production called All Together Now. It's a global event that is celebrating local theaters across the world. And they created this review, like a Broadway review of different songs from different Broadway shows all put together that would cost, millions of dollars to do if you had to purchase all of the licenses. And they put this together for theaters across the globe to use as a local fundraising event performed all over the same weekend of November the 12th of this year. And some of the shows that are represented that you'll hear songs from, Beauty and the Beast, and we have Fiddler on the Roof. There's something from Godspell and Guys and Dolls, and a lot of the kids' favorite these days, Mamma Mia, High School Musical. We even have some songs from Les Miserables and Rent and many more. And the kids do it all. I mean, they do all of the production, the tech crew, the lighting, the everything. Of course, Margaret Delaney and I have trained them, And this is her production crew, though, and she is an amazing woman to work with. She and Laura Roberts, and I am just really blessed to be able to do what I get to do and get paid for it. I love what I do, and I just encourage everyone to come out and see these kids. They are amazing, amazing bunch of kids, and it's going to be a big time. And we're today at 2:00 at Dunlap Auditorium and UMS Wright, and then 6:00 tonight as well. And we're doing a matinee tomorrow at 2:00. So
that's amazing. Today at 2, tonight at 6, and then the matinee tomorrow at 2:00, right there on the campus of UMS Wright. And our auditorium is an amazing place to watch a play, and our kids are fabulous. I mean, and of course, reputation-wise, athletics gets a lot of just a lot of recognition. But I can tell you right now, internally with the people, the family of us at UMS, I'm telling you right now, our arts department is a grand slam. It is just it's fabulous, and you and Laura and boy, and Margaret, just an amazing, amazing work ethic, and our kids absolutely love to come to where you ladies are, I can tell you.
Oh, thank you. Well, we love it. We love it. And there are award-winning singers that they'll hear today and award-winning actors, and it's just going to be a great time. So I hope to see a lot of people.
Well, Michelle, thank you for taking just a small amount of time of your Saturday morning out with us. I know today's a big day for you guys and gals over there. And here at Prep Sports Report, we're mighty proud of everything that you ladies do there. And along with Bobby Miller, too. And Bobby's right in there with all of y'all. And it's a great group
Jokers,
of people.
Don't leave the big band.
Oh, that's right. That's exactly right. Miss Jokers with her band. And they just, that's just, it's awesome what you guys and gals do. And we're so appreciative of you. And so we want to say that again, today at 2, tonight at 6, and then the matinee tomorrow at 2:00. You don't want to miss this performance. I mean, it's a potpourri, as I say, of a lot of different musicals, and it should be something really, really fun to watch.
Yes, it is. Thank you so much, Rick, for having me.
Take care, Michelle. That's Michelle McCormick, and she is a very valuable part of our arts department there at UMS Wright. You know, Mark, something happened this week that just absolutely stunned me. Jacksonville State and John Gross parted ways. John's like 79-26, and that just baffles me. And
me too.
You got names thrown out there. Joey Jones' name's been thrown out there. Bryant Vincent's name has been thrown out there for that job. I can't imagine what might have happened to and they just moved to Conference USA. I mean, what more could you ask of John Gross to be 79-26 and now he's out?
I don't understand it at all. I mean, I saw that and I was like, what on earth is going on? Because John's just done a great job. Wasn't what, 3 or 4 years ago they were in the national championship game?
And this year they beat Florida State. They beat Florida State in Tallahassee. Yes. It just baffles me.
I don't get it. Sometimes I just wonder what people are looking for or what they want.
Well, I don't know. That's a good thing. That's a good thing for somebody will get a good job, and it's a sad thing for John because I think John did an amazing job. And he's one of us. I mean, he's a former high school coach and did a great job everywhere he's been, and I'm baffled by that, just completely baffled by that situation. We mentioned a little bit earlier a couple of high school jobs open. The Mary G. Montgomery job is open. Dothan High School is open. Smitty Grider's decided to retire after a long tenure as head coach at a lot of different places.
I think he said he had 40 years.
Yeah, he's been coaching a long time.
He's been coaching a while.
Long, long time. And now they've consolidated Dothan and Northview High School, and you would think that would be kind of like what we thought about Gadsden. You know, we thought Gadsden would become a mecca, would become a really great job. So I don't know, but I really and truly believe Dothan is a really – has got a lot of athletes. I think they've got some external factors that are kind of tough to deal with. But I'm just really this thing with John Gross just puzzles me to no end.
Yeah, me too. I hope everything's okay with John, and I hope he finds something where he can go back to work because he's too good a coach not to be coaching.
John Gross won't have any trouble finding a job. I can tell you that. He's well-respected. If he wants a high school job, I don't think there's anybody that would not want him to come in and interview.
Agree.
I'm sure that there's some it wouldn't surprise me maybe if Bill Clark has an opening at UAB to see him there. I'm completely baffled by that entire situation. South Alabama, Kane Womack, what a great job Kane's done over there. They go to App State this week, travel up to Boone, North Carolina.
I will tell you something. If you've never been to Boone to watch a ball game,
man,
go.
I'm telling you.
Just take a trip.
Ooh.
Boone, North Carolina is a beautiful town. And I'm telling you, I've had one of the best times in my life. Me and my Michelle and Bryant drove up one weekend. Landon was at Troy, and they were playing up there.
Yeah.
It was the neatest trip. We just took off. We left my mom and dad's house after Thanksgiving dinner. And drove up there. We found a little old place, a little hotel, mom-and-pop hotel.
Yep.
Stayed there. It snowed, you know, and then we watched the ball. It was freezing cold and just had the best time. I mean, and the game was outstanding, you know, but just a beautiful setting. In the mountains, I mean, you just can't if you've never been to Boone, North Carolina to watch a football game, you just need to go.
It's
to
just
it.
One of the neatest places
it
in
is.
America
really
to go.
Is.
It is. It really is. It's one of my favorite places that I've ever been. And I can tell you right now, I took a visit there, and on my visit, there was about, I think, I don't know, 3-4 feet of snow, and it was something special. I can tell you there, it was something really, really, really special. You know, and I wanted to, if we got time, I want to go through these one more time, the matchups for this coming week, because we still got about 4 or 5 teams here. In Class 7A, Auburn is at Central Phoenix City. Thompson is at Hoover. In Class 6A, now they've only got – they're in their semifinals while the other 6 classifications are in their quarterfinals. They're 1 week ahead because they only had 16 teams in the state tournament, so to speak. In Class 6A, Sarah Lynn travels to Tuscaloosa to play Hillcrest Tuscaloosa. Opelika is at Hueytown. Eric Speakman's done a great job at Opelika.
Yes.
So, and he's good buddies with one of y'all's coaches over at Bayside. He and John Turner used to live together.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, John Turner, Eric Speakman, and Wes Lathan lived together one time here in Mobile. They sure did. Mountain Brook goes to Pinson Valley. That's Chris Yeager and Sam Shade. Should be a great matchup. Gardendale's at Clay Chalkville. In 5A, UMS Wright is at Andalusia. Pike Road comes to play Jack French's Faith Academy team. Pleasant Grove is at Center Point. Parker is at Fairview. In 4A, American Christian comes to play at Vigor. And we don't know where that game will be played, but I'm sure early next week we'll know that. Hanley is at Jackson. Madison Academy at Good Hope. Aniana's at Brooks. In 3A, T.R. Miller is at Montgomery Academy. Hillcrest Evergreen at Montgomery Catholic. I think Montgomery Catholic wins 3A. Sykes is at Fife. Winfield is at Piedmont. In 2A, Clark County travels to B.B. Comer. We'll play the B.B. Comer Tigers at Legion Stadium. Lynette is at Highland Home. Southeastern Blunt is at Cleveland. Spring Garden at Mars Hill Bible. Brantley is at Keith in 1A. Sweetwater's at Maplesville. Woodland is at Wadley. Pickens County is at Decatur Heritage. Scored 76 points the other night.
God.
The independent schools, Pike Liberal Arts in the championship plays Tuscaloosa Academy. Autauga Academy is at Escambia Academy. And Lowndes Academy at Jackson Academy. You want to know a story? You want to Google Pike Liberal Arts coach resigned 2 hours before their semifinal football game yesterday. They still won. We'll be back.
This segment of the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report brought to you by Camp Grace. Now back to Coach Rick Cleveland.
Camp Grace is located in West Mobile as the summer home of Camp Rapahope, Camp Mash, Camp Smile, and Camp Sugar Falls, as well as the home of Outback Mobile and is shared by many other community organizations throughout the Mobile area. Camp Grace is a place where God's love is bestowed freely upon others, the true definition of God's grace.
You know, as we wrapped up our season last night and lost to a very good football team that we played from Montgomery, I was fortunate enough to be able to be a part of those kids' lives for several years that are seniors on that team. I had most of them in elementary PE a few years ago. And I've had an opportunity to kind of watch them grow up and watch them come through each year, and they grow into different, you know, young men and do different things. And you wonder as they go through. I remember looking at a couple of them saying, I wonder if he's going to be able to make it. I wonder if he's going to be able to do what we're going to ask him to do in football or whatever. And I went by and looked at that thing last night, you know, after the game it was over. And, of course, there was a big crowd on our field, parents coming out to see their kids, cheerleaders and football parents, family and friends wanted to come out. Because, you know, the senior kids are realizing that for most of them, that's it, you know. They're not going to play anymore. And for me, I'm always, you know, more emotional than I should be, I suppose. Because I hate to see the end of a chapter come to its close. And, you know, one of my linebackers, Alex Parton's kid that, man, I just love that kid. I love watching him play the game. I love the way he works. And he just did a fantastic job all season long. He was the one who called every one of our defenses. He adjusted us. He got us lined up. He was always there, always ready to go. And to watch, you know, that last play end and see him standing there and then see him after the game, realizing I'm never going to get a chance to coach him again. That is always a sad time for me. It's real; those moments are sad. But you know, Rick, the great thing about coaching, this is why I love coaching so much, is that on Saturday morning when I wake up, and I think about that moment, the game ended, it's over. Guess what I get to do now for the rest of my life? I get to watch Alex grow up, and I get to see what he becomes. Not just him, but other kids on that team that I was able, Jay Loper, Zach Kittrell, Patrick Ellison, all those kids I had in elementary PE when they were little bitty, and now they're young men. And they're moving forward into their life. They're going to college or going into the workforce next year, whatever it is they're going to do. One thing I do know about that group is just like they played the game last, we went down 31-0 at halftime. And we were having a hard night. And Catholic is very, very good. And we were making a few mistakes. It's like what Daddy told me after the game, we made 4 mistakes on defense last night, and it cost us 28 points. And that's right. You can't make a mistake against Catholic because they're going to – that running back they've got, number one he's number one in 3A 100-meter dash. He's the state champion. And, man, he hit the crease, and it was over. It wasn't anybody going to catch him. But as you think about those kids, you know, that we made those mistakes, and boom, it's 31. But our kids came out in the second half, and you get an opportunity. You know, second half, you can do one of two things, and you're down 31-0. You can stand and fight, be accounted for, or you can cash in your chips and go home. That's up to you. And our kids stood and were accounted, and they fought the last half as best they could. They did not cash in their chips. And those kids, in my opinion, have a chance to be successful in life because they will never give up.
You know, Mark, do we learn more from our wins or do we learn more from our losses? You know, and now that's a generic question, but it's one that's
very true.
But we talked about that this week in our leadership classes. You know, in life, when we have success at whatever we're doing, we just keep doing it. But when we have failure, we reevaluate. And whatever it is that we're doing, we reevaluate. You know, I think everywhere we've coached, and for me, I think it's always important that you make adjustments really on a series by series situation. Mm-hmm. As offensive line guys, defensively, you guys do the same thing. You've done it on both sides of the ball. But in life, that's why there's so many common denominators between the game of football and life. We better learn from our mistakes, and we better make adjustments to those things that we do have done so that we can prevent ourselves from being in that situation again. And sometimes those situations are dire. Sometimes they can't be fixed.
Right.
I think of Henry Ruggs. He can't fix that.
I can't.
He can't fix it. The tragedy of a young lady dying as a result of his mistake.
Right.
The mistakes that we make sometimes on a football field or a basketball court or a baseball diamond or a soccer field or a tennis court or a golf course, those things can be fixed. Sometimes in life, we fail in relationships, and it's pretty hard to fix those.
Yeah, it is.
And I had a child that was talking about divorce this week in class. She got pretty emotional. And, you know, it's like I told her, I said, sweetie, it's not about you. It's about two adults that couldn't get along. But those two parents absolutely love and adore you. And she came back the next day and had a great talk with one of her parents, and she felt really good about it. So when you walked off that football field last night and you saw those kids that won't ever put a uniform on again, a football uniform, those reflections that you had were reflections of success they had had. The successes they had had or have had as they grow up and they mature. I think about those young kids that found you on the floor. And what would we have done if they hadn't made some adjustments to what they were doing and got some help there? So you're exactly right, Mark. As we go through life, we got to make adjustments. And sometimes they're pleasant. Sometimes they're not.
Right.
And the job that you and Phil and Doug and John and Stape,
Ralph,
all of y'all, what you've done with Bayside Academy football is remarkable. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Ben.
Folks, thank you for being with us today. Remember this, no matter what you do, no matter where you go, He is always with you. God bless you. Have a safe week.